Praise the Lord. Number 2 point I want us to note. Is that when they finish eating, they covered the mouth that they ate from. Should I talk any further? I think that is very clear. Hallelujah. Because when they finish eating, hallelujah, the Bible says they went and took fig leaves and covered themselves. They covered their nakedness. They covered from where they ate. That's what they did. Why didn't they, if it is apple they ate, why didn't they cut fig tree and cover? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And let me tell you this. The Jews know this doctrine. The Jews have this revelation. Let's prove it. John chapter 8. John chapter 8. Hear the discussion between Christ and these Jews. Let me read it from verse 39. And I'll read it up to verse 47. So you just catch it. But my emphasis is in verse 41. But just catch the presentation. Just catch the presentation. Hallelujah. From verse 39. They answered and said unto him, Jesus, now, Abraham is our father. Jesus said unto them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man that has told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. You do the deeds of your father. Then said they to him, we be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. Can you think about that? He is rebuking them for being murderers. He's rebuking them. And he's saying, we are not born of fornication. If we say we were not born of fornication, what does that statement mean? It means there are some people on earth that are born of fornication. And that fornication is not that their father fornicated with another person. No. No. They are going back to the Garden of Eden. Back to the Garden of Eden. Praise the Lord. Just go back to Genesis again. Chapter 3. Where we were reading. Genesis chapter 3. Listen to very carefully to verse 15. Genesis chapter 3 verse 15. God was telling the serpent after he was cursing him. He told the serpent in verse 15, and I will put enmity between thee, serpent, and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It means serpent has a seed. Am I correct? The woman also has a seed. That's what that statement means. That, and then he added, it shall bruise thy head. That is, the seed of the woman will bruise serpent's head, and thou, Satan, thou shalt bruise his heel. There will be fight between the seed of the woman and your own seed, serpent. Now, church, listen. This is very, very important. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, the first seed of the serpent was Cain. Church, listen. Two sex acts produce two children, Cain and Abel. Adam and serpent slept with the same woman, Eve. And what happened? Two children are produced. How shall we know which one belonged to Adam and which one belonged to serpent? By their fruit you will know them. The Bible says you are to bring forth after your kind. A human being will produce a human being. An animal will produce an animal. And a human being will behave like a human being. An animal will behave like an animal. How do I know Cain is not the seed of Adam? Praise the Lord. It's pure and simple. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The nature. The first two children on earth, where did they learn how to kill someone? Where did they learn anger? It is only animals that kill another animal for food. It's only an animal that does that. So when Cain began to behave like an animal and kill his brother Abel, it was nothing but a nature that was in him that he was exercising. Don't cut off. You will soon agree with me as I go ahead. Whoever is listening, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And the first seed that serpent had was Cain, and is confirmed in 1 John. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 3 verse 12. Not as Cain, who was of the evil one. Cain was of the evil one. He was of the evil one. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 3. John the Baptist, as he appeared for his ministry, all manner of people were coming, including this religious blind Pharisees and Sadducees. And verse 7, hear his language. Hear his language. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of... Why did he call them generation of vipers? Who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? He called them generation of vipers. Go to Matthew 23 again. This is the Lord Jesus Christ himself now. Hallelujah. Matthew 23, and I read verse 27 from verse 20. Let me even read. Okay, from verse 27. Are we there? Hear the way Jesus Christ put it. It's more interesting here. He said, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. And these were religious people. Listen, church. I want to say this before we read on. This Pharisees, they were religious people. Oh. Cain was religious, oh, because Cain and Abel came to offer sacrifice. So they were religious. Very, very religious. Let me read on. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outside, that is grave. A sepulchre is a grave. Beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Even so, ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous, and say, if we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Wherefore, ye be witnesses unto yourselves, that ye are the children of them which killed the prophets. Fill you up then the measure of your fathers. Hey! Watch verse 33. Ye what? He was addressing human beings. Religious people, ye serpents, ye generation of vipers. that revelated people. John the Baptist called them generation of vipers. Jesus came again in his own ministry, called them generation of vipers, and added you serpents. And don't think that it's a figurative speech. Don't you say so. It's a revelatory speech, not figurative speech. Verse 34. Wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them you shall kill and crucify, and some of them shall you scourge in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city, that upon you may come all the righteous blood. Listen to this verse 35. Listen. That upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, from the blood of righteous who? Which blood is upon them? From who? Is that not the first one that the serpent seed killed? I read it again. I have it specially underlined in my Bible. If this is not the key to you, then you will never understand anything that pertains to salvation. You will only understand prosperity. That's all. That's all you will understand. You have to pay your tithe and offering. That's the only one everybody understands. The one that will take you to heaven, you will never understand. Tithe and offering will never take you to heaven. Tithe and offering will only make you enjoy your stay on earth here. But it does not place you in heaven. What I'm telling you now is something you need to know to see the need to be born again. So that you can not only see the kingdom, but you will also enter. If you will enter, can I see your hand up? How many people? Oh, God bless you. No, you can't come to this church and end up in hell. No. You can't come to this church and end up in hell. You can't. What it will do is, you will become uncomfortable and you will leave this church. But you can't stay here and go to hell. There are too many reasons, too many things that will open your eyes here to make your calling and election sure. Praise the Lord. Verse 35. That upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel unto the blood of Zechariah son of Barachias, whom ye slew between the temple and the altar. Verily I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation of vipers. This generation of vipers, the generation he was talking about. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So who are those that crucified Jesus Christ? They were the generation of vipers. They were serpent seeds that crucified him. Because he said in verse 15 of Genesis chapter 3, he said, thy seed, what will happen, shall bruise his heel. And they bruised him on the cross of Calvary when they nailed him there. They nailed him there. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to also note something here. I want you to note. Note that Eve, in Genesis chapter 2, when she was brought out of Adam, what did Adam call her? Woman, flesh of his flesh, blood of his bone of his bones, she shall be called woman. But by the time we come to Genesis, hallelujah, by the time we come to chapter 3, is it chapter 3? What did he call her? He changed her name, changed from woman to Eve. Why? Eve means the mother of all living. The mother of all living. Because both the seed of Adam and the seed of the serpent, she was the mother of them all. Does that mean anything to you?
Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And let me tell you something. Without controversy, in the genealogy of Adam, in the genealogy of Adam, hallelujah, Cain is not mentioned as a son of Adam.
I give you some scripture. Luke chapter 3. Luke chapter 3. And I'll tell you why. Luke chapter 3. Hallelujah. The whole of chapter 3, the whole of from verse 23 up to verse 38 is the genealogy of Christ himself. If you look at it from verse 23, from Joseph down, which was the son of this, go to verse 37. Hallelujah. You will hear them mentioning which was the son of Methuselah, which was the son of Enoch, which was the son of Jared, and Jared, which was the son of Malalil, which was the son of Kenan, and Kenan, which was the son of Enos, and Enos, which was the son of Seth, and Seth, which was the son of Adam, and Adam, which was the son of God. That was why those Pharisees were saying, we are sons of God, we are children of God. Because there are two lines there. Praise the Lord. Now let's go to 1 Chronicles. 1 Chronicles. Chapter 1. Hallelujah. It's also the genealogy. Now watch it. Hallelujah. Before you go to, put your finger there so that we can understand it very well. Go to Jude verse 14. Put your finger in 1 Chronicles. Go to Jude, the book before Revelation. Jude, an apostle, verse 14. There's a statement there that gives us also a key. It says, verse 14, and Enoch also, the seventh from Adam. Enoch, the seventh from Adam. That's what he says there. Now go to 1 Chronicles. Let's count it. 1 Chronicles now, chapter 1. See the names up to Enoch. The first one is who? Adam. The next one is what? Seth. The next one is what? Enos. The next one is what? Kenan. The next one is Mahali. The next one is Jared. And the seventh one is Enoch. No Cain there. If you go to Genesis chapter 5 also, verse 1 to 4, the genealogy there is the same thing. You will not see Cain. Now, when you talk about genealogy, why Cain is not there? When you talk about genealogy, you are talking about the family tree. Okay? They're not looking at it this way. You know, the first strength, the next strength of the family. Remember, they normally count the male lineage. Now, they are looking at Adam, the next son he had, that also had an offspring that lived after him. To the next son that person had, that also gave forth offspring that continued the line. Now, Abel is not mentioned because Abel was killed before he could have a child for the line to continue. Now, if Cain were his own Adam's son, Cain would have been there because Cain gave birth to children. But he was alive, but his name is not there. And it is not because he committed murder, because there are still murderers still today. Even in Israel, even in that lineage, there were people that killed, but they were there because they were part of the tree. It would have been Abel, it was cut. He never had any child. before he was killed. Cain was alive. Why? Because Cain did not come by the lineage of Adam. Adam, he didn't come from Adam. Adam didn't give birth to him. Blessed be the name of the Lord.